The National War Memorial Park. The National War Memorial Park in Buckle Street, Wellington, will be used to commemorate the centenary of the First World War during Anzac Day in 2015. Special laws were passed to make sure the Buckle Street underpass would be built in time for Anzac Day 2015, 100 years after the Battle of Gallipoli. A special team called an alliance has been formed to complete this project. The Memorial Park Alliance. The alliance was formed to allow different organisations to work together to meet one common goal. It means work can be done faster with less money. The Memorial Park Alliance is made up of 5 organisations: New Zealand Transport Agency, Downer, HEB Construction, Tonkin and Taylor, and URS. Alliances have also been formed in Christchurch to work on rebuilding the city's earthquake-damaged services and roads. It is called SCIRT, Stronger Canterbury Infrastructure Rebuild Team, and in Auckland to work on New Zealand's largest roading project called Waterview Connection. It is called the Well Connected Alliance. The people who have joined together in the Memorial Park Alliance include designers, engineers, geologists, archaeologists, road and construction workers. Creating a war memorial for all of New Zealand. A new memorial park will improve the setting of the National War Memorial and make a special place to remember those that died in war. The new memorial park will be built on top of State Highway 1, where Buckle Street goes underneath through a tunnel. In the centre will be the ceremonial plaza. This will be in front of the National War Memorial, where Buckle Street used to be. The park will reach from the Basin Reserve to Taranaki Street. A large grassed and paved area will be created for people to gather. Space has been left for new memorials from other countries. The memorial park will have the Carillon, a 74 bell tower, the Hall of Memories, an area with 6 mini chapels at the base of the Carillon used for special services, the Tomb of the Unknown Warrior, the tomb for an unidentified soldier who was one of the many New Zealand soldiers killed on the Somme in France during the First World War. Creating the park. The drawings of Memorial Park are like a big picture with the final details yet to be filled in. The ceremonial plaza will be a paved area between the National War Memorial and the boundary of Mount Cook School. Australia will build a war memorial on the ceremonial plaza. The memorial will be a tribute to our two countries' shared military history. It will have columns of red sandstone and rows of gum trees that remind people of Australia. You can visit your local war memorial, find out about who it commemorates.